This free MP3 is brought to you by HappyWife.com to help you create the marriage of your dreams.
So let's do a quick review from last week and the week after. Just want to make sure we got the system down. Men and women are?
Different.
How different?
Very different.
Very different. What's the difference? Women are?
Relationship
beings. Men are?
Not.
Well, if men are not relationship beings, what do they need?
A job.
What's your job, men?
Make women happy.
Make
your wife happy.
That's a tip.
Men's job.
What's your job?
To make my wife happy.
That's a different job description. That's a different course. That's right. Man, your job is to make your wives happy. When?
All the time.
All the time. How do you make her happy? Three A's. What are they?
Attention, affection, appreciation.
And all those tools that went along with it. Today, the men have been patient over the last two sessions, waiting and waiting in bated breath for today's session on what women need to know for men.
You mean we have to do stuff too?
You have to do stuff too? Yes, you have to do stuff too. Now, what I'd like to just remind you of something first is women are relationship beings and men are?
Not.
What am I?
You're not.
That's right. Thank you for noticing. But I'm a not, and as a not, could I possibly be presumptuous enough to think that I could teach women who are relationship beings anything about relationships?
Yeah.
Well, that's true. As a man, I could be presumptuous enough. That makes a lot of sense. But it's silly. That would be silly. So really, I don't have anything to tell the women at all. So thank you. Good night. We'll see you all next week. Remember I said it was going to be a shorter session tonight? Okay, so we'll see you next week. Thank you. I'm just kidding. Sort of. I would love to do that one time for real and see how the reaction is. But I'm kind of kidding and I'm kind of not kidding because I really can't teach women how to have a relationship. The only thing I can do is I can remind the women about what they need to know about being in a relationship with a man, with a not. See, a lot of the trouble occurs when women expect their husbands to act in a lot of ways that they're not capable of acting like. How many women here married a man? Only half the hands went up. Not sure what that means. Oh, they weren't men. They were boys when they married them. Okay, I got that. How many of you intended to marry a man? Okay, good. So then how come you constantly expect him to act like a woman? How come?
Because men marry women hoping that they won't change. Women marry men hoping that they will.
Women marry men hoping they will change. But change into what? Change into women? See, so much of women, I've heard so many times, women are saying, please, if only my husband would get in touch with his feminine side. Ladies, your husbands do not have a feminine side. It doesn't exist. Do you know why they don't have a feminine side?
They're not women.
Because they're men. So when you say that you want him to be more in touch with that, what are you really asking him? What do you want him to really be? More sensitive. Well, he can't be a relationship being, right? So what do they really want from him? Understanding.
Kindness.
Let the women answer for a second. Oh. Women, what do you want the men to be?
Sensitive.
Empathetic. Just pathetic? I thought I heard pathetic. I think you meant empathetic. You said empathetic, right? Empathetic. Multitask. All right, that's a tough one.
We're not Windows here.
What else?
Good, like,
a good listener, right? All these kinds of things. aren't these really the things, except for the multitask, aren't these really the things that we really just want our husbands to do their job? To do the three A's, to be affection, attention, and appreciation. Isn't that what you want him to do? And also be more communicative, which we're going to start next week, talking about that. Okay. So ladies, we're going to talk tonight about what you need to know to make your husbands happy, what you need to know to be in a relationship with a man, and how to have an amazing relationship with him as a man without expecting him to be more like a woman. And all I'm going to talk about tonight is two main areas that you have to know about. Two areas, that's it. The first area is that what I'm about to tell you, you will never look at your husband or any other man the same way again after what I'm about to say. But that is that every male, men, are giant egos with legs. Huge egos with legs. Now, when you see a man walking around, just see this giant ego with legs walking around. That's what he is. And what does an ego need?
Stroking.
So that's exactly. He needs stroking. Stroke, stroke, stroke. How much? Over the top. You have to stroke his ego incredibly. However much you think your husband's ego needs to be stroked, think about it for a second. How much? Double it. And you're not even halfway there. How much your husband's ego needs to be stroked? Your husband's ego needs to be stroked when?
All the time.
All the time means all the time. Especially when? Especially when he does his job. So when he does his job, that is the most important time for you to stroke his ego like crazy. Now, what does an ego stroke look like? What is it? What really? What is an ego stroke? What does it look like? So I'm going to share it with a little story. Imagine, God forbid, there was a plague. And every single woman on planet Earth died except you. So now there's you and 3 billion men on planet Earth. So you turn to your husband and you go, you know, honey, I love you, but I'm sort of wanted commodity here. I can truly, every guy wants me now. I mean, I'm the only woman on Earth. No offense, but I'm going to line everybody up. I'm going to ask any man who wants a woman, I'm available. And we're going to line up and we're going to try and figure out who's the best match for me. So you line up, 3 billion men are lined up. You go and you look at their, you know, how they look, their attraction, their goals, their character. You take a look at their pocketbook. You take a look at how absolutely everything about all the men in the world. And then you say, I'm ready to pick. Line up. And all the men line up. And you walk right up to your husband in that line and you say, I still pick you. That's an ego stroke. That's an ego stroke. That's how you have to make him feel. When? All the time. All the time. But especially when?
When he does his job.
When he does his job. Any questions so far? No? Nope. So we'll move on. So do you understand the concept? You understand the concept?
Yeah.
Of an ego stroke? So let me give you a couple of examples of what an ego stroke could look like. And then we'll see where it goes from there. The first thing about the ego stroke, you should know, why it's so important for a woman to stroke her husband's ego. You know, when I travel around, and I'm literally all over North America, and I travel, and part of what I do is I do a 1.5 hour introduction where I give over the model that we do, and that we're lucky enough to do during the 8 weeks. So I give over like just the model in 1.5 hours, and it's very, you know, amusing, and it's fun. It's great. Sometimes I give a 2 hour version, a 3 hour version in certain circumstances. At the end of these things, a funny thing happens sometimes. Not every time, but sometimes. A funny thing happens. But at the end of it, people love it so much, they actually stand up and they start clapping and they give me a standing ovation. It's amazing. I'm actually really looking forward to it tonight, actually. Is that a good ego stroke? Can you imagine me? And it happened in Toronto once. 300 people. There were 300 people in the room, and they all stood up. All stood up clapping for me. Was that an ego stroke?
Yes.
Ha! Are you kidding? So imagine, so there were 300 people in this room, and they were clapping, and that's a huge ego stroke. There was one special person in that room that night. That was my wife. And when we drove home, it was about a half an hour drive home, as we're in the car, my wife turns to me in her beautiful, still, sweet voice. She turns to me and she said, "You know, Aryeh, tonight you were really good. You were really on. You were really, really good." Now, what means more to me as an ego stroke? What means more to me? The 300 people wildly cheering? Or my wife? Her still voice. Which one?
Come on.
Wasn't even... It wasn't even close. Do you know why? Of course it was my wife. You know why? Because the 300 people who are cheering, it's nice. I mean, I really liked it. It was great. But you know why? Because those 300 people, you guys don't really know me. We kind of, you know, we're getting to know each other a little better. I really like it. Hopefully we'll have a relationship a little bit more. Some of you I've known a little longer than others. Hopefully you'll come over for Shabbos. You know, we can have the relationship a little bit more. But you just don't really know me. So when you're clapping for me, what you're doing is you're saying, well, that was a nice slice, an hour out of your life. And I enjoyed what you had to say. But my wife, when she strokes my ego, she knows me. 12 years of marriage, we've grown up together. We've gone through the struggle. She's seen where I've come from. She sees where I am today. She sees where it's gone through. I've seen. So when she says to me, "You were really good," I understand she really means it. That ego stroke is from the inside. That ego stroke's on the inside. And that meant more to me than the 300 people, by far. By far. Yeah.
I mean, it's similar, I guess, to appreciation, being thankful for the task.
It is similar to appreciation.
I mean, you know, for the small things as well. You don't have to be told how great you are all the time, but you can be thanked.
Right. It's similar, but it's a different angle than the gratitude. It's a little bit of a different angle because it has to come about as an ego stroke. You know, that look. I'll give you an example. When I was, I work pretty hard. Everybody works hard. Who doesn't work hard? So I work pretty hard, and I very, very seldomly get a night off. I almost never get a night off. What's a night off?
Friday night shops.
Restaurant.
Huh? Right. So you see, even my nights with my wife, once a week, we try to go out or spend time together. Just the two of us away from the kids and everything else. But for me, that's not a night off. Why? I'm doing my job. Of course that's not a night off. A night off for me would be where it's just for me. Very, very seldomly do I get a night off just for me. And when I do, you know, who knows, I want to do. So I had one a little while ago after about a three-month section of time where I didn't have one. And I needed it. And I had plans. I was going to have a glass of wine, have a bath, read a sports magazine, just completely just relax and just for me. So, you know, we put the kids to bed, and my wife was teaching a class the next morning about 9 o'clock in the morning, and I'm walking from the kitchen past the dining room upstairs, and I got the sports magazine under my arm, and the wine in my hand, and I'm about to walk by, and I see there's books everywhere on the dining room table, and she's furiously preparing for a class, and she turns to me, she goes, "Honey, can I just ask you a quick question?" I said, "Sure, no problem." She said, I don't understand this one point, and it was a very interesting point of something she was learning about, so I said, "Well, let me see if I can help you." So we sat down, we started learning together. 2.5 hours, 2.5 hours. It was great. I'm not belittling it. I loved it. I love spending, you know, it was great. Intellectual banter. It was wonderful. Bonding was great. It was fantastic. But 2.5 hours later, I surely did not feel like having a night off. I just wanted to go to sleep at this point. I was tired. So at the end of it, not begrudgingly at all, I said, "Are you done? Are we finished?" She said, "Yeah." At this point, what did she want to do? She wanted to take everything we spoke about and now put in an outline for her class in the morning. So she was so excited about it, she starts writing, and I go, "Is that it?" She goes, "Yeah, that's it." And I push away from the table, and she goes, "Thanks." And in my mind, what am I thinking? Thanks? Thanks? That's what I get for giving up a night off. Thanks? And I sort of broke one of my cardinal rules, which I'll tell you about in a couple of weeks, which is never go to bed angry. And I went to bed angry. And I went upstairs and I went to sleep and I was angry. And I get up early in the morning and I woke up early and I was still angry. And I go downstairs and I get into my car to drive. And on my steering wheel is a little sticky. And on this sticky, it's one of the little ones, is written the word hero 5 times on this sticky. 5 times. And my wife has big handwriting. So somehow she managed in the sentences to put hero in it 5 times based on how she felt from what I did the night before. That's an ego stroke. That is how you have to make him feel when he does his job, like he is your hero. You understand that? You have to make him feel like he's your hero.
Ask you a question. Was it always like this in your life? You're a very, I mean, serious. You're either a very, very lucky guy, and she's a very lucky woman. Has this always been, or since you started lecturing?
No, that's a great question. So first of all, I am a very lucky guy. You should know that. That's true. But I worked so hard for this. So did my wife. We've worked very hard. I don't know if she wants me talking about this, but I'll share a little bit of it. But our first few years of marriage it was really difficult. The transition into marriage was really very difficult. We didn't, you know, jump into our marriage with this, "Wow, we figured it out right from the beginning. Wow, this is amazing. Look, it's 12 years. It's after 12 years of really working on it. It's been amazingly better, which I'll talk about in the 8th session, but it's been amazingly better over the last 5 years since I've been putting into practice what I've been talking about. That's made all the difference in the world. But we work hard. You got to work hard at it. But the payoff is huge, huge, huge. But I just finished the sentence. But women, you have to stroke his ego. When? All the time. Especially when he does his job. Take a couple more questions, and I'm going to go a little deeper into the concept.
It's not really that relevant, but I was just curious. Did she know it was? Did you make a deal that it was your night off? I'm just curious. Or
no?
Did she
Okay. Yeah, no, it wasn't like.
So it's not like she realized, "Oh my God, I took away."
No. Right. That's right. I didn't really communicate it properly to her. I assumed she knew that. Yeah, 100%. Was not her fault at all. That's right. You know what? I feel like I'm going to have to pay you guys for this session here. Did she know I was upset at the time?
If that sticky wasn't there the next morning.
Did you know you were upset before the sticky happened?
It's all women. The men
I mean, no offense. Ladies, no offense, but who cares? It's in the past. I got the note. It's over. And like, who cares, really? Why analyze it?
I just want to know if you ever told her how mad you were before you got the sticky. Did she know it
because she knew?
No, she did not know I was mad. At all. I was asleep when she got upstairs, and when I went downstairs, the note was there.
Okay, but you went to bed angry. She didn't.
She had no clue because she was so involved in her class.
Okay.
Can any woman explain to me what's going on right now? Because I have no idea. What just happened?
How awesome she is that she didn't even know you were mad and she just gave you right. a note. Like, just because she loves you and she appreciated what you did.
An ego stroke, ladies. I did my job. It's not a payoff. I did my job. She stroked my ego. That's the whole point. That's why I told the story discussing ego stroke. Right? Okay, great. Any other questions? That have nothing to do with that scenario. Any other questions? Okay, excellent. So I want to tell you a little bit deeper about what an ego stroke looks like. There are two basic areas that a man needs from the wife as his starting point in a relationship. See, women are much, you know, their needs in a relationship are much deeper than men's. The starting point for a man in a relationship, women, that you need to get to, this is the starting point, you have to have the man needs two things from you. He has to feel these two things. He needs two things. The first thing is he needs to feel that you respect him. That's part of what the ego stroke is about. So he has to feel that you respect him as a man and as a husband. It's very important for the man to feel that. That's what the ego stroke takes care of. And we'll talk about that a little deeper in a second. The second thing, which we're going to discuss in week 7, is he has to feel that the relationship is amazingly sensual. That sexually it's amazing. You see, there's two areas where a man's ego kicks in huge. And those two areas are in his earning power, being a success in the world, and the other area is sexually. That he feels like he's
King of the world
in that area as well. Absolutely. So these two areas are where the ego needs to be stroked the most. These two areas, or at least not challenged. But these two areas, the areas, he has to know that you respect him, just to start off with, to respect him in terms of his success outside of the home, and also the success, quote unquote, in the bedroom. Those are the two main areas where you have to start. An ego stroke plays a humongous part in those two areas. Part of the respect that you have to show your husband, and it's really, I mean, it's very important. Part of the respect comes through the ego stroke. But part of the respect is... My wife and I were having a discussion, she said to me something really interesting. She said, "You know what one of the greatest pleasures in life is?" And I said, "What?" She said, "One of the greatest pleasures in life is feeling that a person really understands you and gets you and knows you, really feels that they understand you and know you." And I said, "Wow, you know, that is a good pleasure. That's a pretty great pleasure." But I said, for a man, that's a little bit different. Like that feeling of being known and being understood, that's nice. It's a nice feeling. But what the man really needs from you more than that is that when he knows that you know him, he needs you to accept him for that person and respect him for that person. How many times have you heard different, you know, women... my wife is trying to change me. I heard it tonight already. My wife is trying to mold me into something. My wife is trying to, you know, change me. My wife doesn't respect who I am. She wants me to be something completely different. One sec. Women, you have to, first of all, make him feel that who he is right now is a person that you respect. As he is. And then from there... we're going to build and grow to everything else. Yes?
How is that different from what you're trying to do? Because you're trying to give them a job, but a lot of men in this room don't want to stand up and own. So you're trying to change them. You're helping us. You're trying to get them, not all of them, you're trying to get some of the men here to change, and they don't like it.
I'm not trying to change them. I'm trying to get them to do their job. Listen to the answer. Because I answered. I'm not trying to change them. I'm trying to have them be who they are and do their job.
Well, maybe
it's a very big difference.
Well,
you can have a discussion with your husband about it. That's the only important one in your life. That's the important one, is your husband. Ask him. Does he accept it? But, a lot of times men are thinking that, my God, the woman is trying to make me something I'm completely not. She's trying to turn me into something I'm not in order to have that relationship. Don't do that. Who he is good enough to have a relationship with. Now just do your job. Do you understand the difference? Do you understand the difference?
I understand the difference, but I don't agree with you.
Which part?
I don't agree with you. You are giving the men a job.
Correct.
As a wonderful learned rabbi, most of the women, and myself, most of the women in the room, and myself included, would agree that, well, that's a great job. We're with you on it. But the men,
I like that wonderful learned rabbi part, by the way. No, I'm just kidding.
Now
comes the rest.
I'm married. I know how it works. Yeah.
Men have to believe that that job is theirs, and they have to want to do that job, and not me, and not you, and not anyone bigger than either of us to make it.
True.
The man want that.
100%.
The man has to want that.
True. Man has to want to make his wife happy. 100%. As a man.
Who said we didn't want it? Who said we didn't want it or something?
No, she's trying to explain that a man has to want to do the job in order for all this to work, and I agree with her. That's it.
How does she know we don't want it?
She's not assuming you don't want to do it.
All men don't want to do it.
She's not assuming that. She's not assuming that. Okay, beautiful. Are there any questions about the ego stroke? Do you understand it? Do you understand how important it is? How amazingly important it is? Now, let me tell you something, ladies, women. One more thing about the ego stroke. What about if it's not 100% sincere? Should you do it? Men, should she do it anyway?
Yes.
What do you think? So I want to answer yes. Even if it's not 100% sincere, women, you should still stroke his ego. When? Especially when he does his job. Still stroke his ego. I'll tell you why the answer is yes. Because women, you do not really understand how much his ego needs to get stroked. For you, it's never enough. For you, it's too much anyway. Because you don't have the same ego needs that he does. For you, it's too much anyway. So how much you do it more, even though you can't believe that he needs that. Do it anyway. And you're going to start to see how much he needs that ego stroke from you and how he reacts to it. And when he reacts to it like that, you're going to go, wow, that's amazing. And then you're going to raise the bar and be able to stroke his ego even more. Yeah.
I just wanted an example of an insincere ego stroke would be. I mean, if your husband does something you think is great, you tell him it's terrific. But, like, if there's what's an example of something?
It's something that's over the top. Well, I don't know. I mean, my wife, I guess maybe she thought I was her hero. Hero. Hero? Hero! Hero! I guess she could have thought that for me helping her with the class. Maybe. But maybe she only really thought I was her hero. You understand?
It's not exactly
insincere, but do it more. Do it more than you... Correct. Not insincere. But it's not, you do it more than you think he needs it, because he needs it more than you think. All right? In greater quantities. Okay, let's move on. Yeah, another question.
Words determine thought.
Words determine thought.
Do it and you will think it.
If you do it, you mean deeds?
Deeds determine thought.
Right, deeds. Right, so do it, and then you will think it. That's good. I like that. That's good. I like that. Okay. Very good. Okay. So that's the first thing, women, that you have to do. Stroke his ego, when, all the time. Second thing you have to do, women, is... So this is the part of the whole program I don't like giving over. Because when I sometimes shatter some illusions. And I'm sorry for doing that. But what I'm about to tell you is that your husband, the man in your life, your husband, will never really understand you. See, a lot of women, it's kind of a tragedy because a relationship being, what is, as a woman, as a relationship being, what does she want more than anything else? She wants understanding. And what's her most important relationship? Her marriage. And who's it with? A knot. Someone who will never really, really understand you. Women, your husband will never really, really understand you. You know, when I talk and I give it to singles groups, I ask the men, anybody here understand women? There's always a couple guys who put their hands up. When I do it with married men, and I ask, you know, married men, and I ask people, who's been married the longest? Like last night in Chicago, there was a guy who was married 42 years. So I said, okay, you've been married 42 years? I asked him the question. Let's try it here tonight. Who's been married the longest? Anyone married over 20 years? 20, 21, more than that? 26? Anybody married more than 26 years? All right, we'll try it. Married 26 years. Do you feel that now you understand your wife?
Less and less.
Isn't it amazing? You know, the people married 40 years, 50 years, that's what they say. They laugh. A guy last night wouldn't even answer. He was laughing so hard. So what happens? When you're single, you put up your hand, you understand women. All of a sudden, now you're married, you become dumb. The more you live with a woman, what happens? The more you realize how little you really do understand her. It doesn't get better in terms of the understanding. The longer you're married, the more he realizes that he understands you less. Nonetheless, you have to make the relationship and the marriage work within those parameters. And also, you have to get over it. And don't hold it against him. Do you know why men don't understand or understand, will never really understand women? Do you know why?
Because
they're not relationship beings. Because we're men. Because women, you're too unbelievably complicated. Incredibly complicated. I'll give you an example of what I mean. It's what I call the universal light bulb theory. Universal light bulb theory works something like this. Honey, your wife says to the husband, there's a light bulb out in the kitchen. Will you change it, please? Being a husband who wants to make his wife happy, what does he say?
Sure.
So you walk towards the closet to get the ladder, and on the way to getting the ladder, what happens? Well, life gets distracted. You know, you see something on the television, the computer, the phone rings, the kids say something, the dog barks, who knows? He gets distracted. A couple hours later, his wife then turns to him and says, honey, the light is still out in the kitchen. Will you please change the light bulb? Right, sure. And you go get the ladder. And with the ladder in your arm walking towards the kitchen, what happens?
Life.
You get distracted. A few hours later, your wife then turns to you and says, honey, would you please put the ladder back in the closet after you change the light bulb? Right. And life happens again. By the third or fourth time, what does it sound like? The woman is, why don't you change the light bulb? Why don't you? I asked you to change the light bulb. Why don't you change the light bulb? And the guy is thinking, what's the big deal? It's just a light bulb. But what he doesn't understand to the woman, that's not just a light bulb. That light bulb represents absolutely everything that has ever gone wrong in your relationship is in that light bulb. 3 years ago, you embarrassed her in the supermarket in front of that's in that light bulb. 22 years ago, you were at the mother's house and you said you like her soup better than you are. That's in the light bulb. Absolutely everything is in that light bulb. That light bulb represents everything. Whoa. Honey, wow. Gee, I didn't know that. I'm sorry. So when my wife now asks me to change the light bulb, what do? Oh, are you kidding me? I run to the guy. I get jumping over kids. I run to that. I don't care the phone, whatever it is, and I change that light bulb. As soon as I finish changing that light bulb, my wife will say, thank you. You go stroke, whatever she does. She says, thank you so much. Honey, would you please hang up that picture? How am I supposed to know that that picture also represents everything in the relationship? Everything represents everything in the relationship to the woman. You're too complicated. Be it as it may, you're too complicated. So therefore, you must give your husbands a break. When?
All the time.
No. Not all the time. Not all the time. You got to give him a break when he doesn't do his job. When he doesn't do his job, when you get that one note instead of two, got to give him a break. When he forgets that one time in a blue moon to give you those 20 minutes, you got to give him a break. When he doesn't do his job, you got to give him a break. You know, it's a funny thing. You know, my wife, I've heard this lots of people. You know, my wife will ask me, she'll say, honey, would you please go to the supermarket for me? Here's a list of 15 things. So I go, sure, no problem. You know, make my wife happy, absolutely. So I'll go to the supermarket, and I'll come back with all 15 things. Except I would have gotten 2% instead of skim. Now I bring home these bags with 15 things. I put them, you know, slap them, put them on the counter, and she's going through them. And what does the woman notice?
The one thing that's wrong.
100%. I got 14 point.
Five.
Well, almost five, right. And what's the one? What, they were out of skim milk? Give him a break. He did his job. Just swallow it. Don't worry about it. Let it go. Give him a break. He did an amazing thing. Stroke his ego for doing it when he doesn't do his job. Give him a break. 100%. When? When he doesn't do his job. So, yeah, question.
No, I just want to say that sometimes maybe there's a reason why she does, not because maybe it was essential that you needed the 2% instead of...
It's always essential. There's no sometimes about that. You still give him a break. Absolutely. Doesn't matter. Yeah.
When you say give him a break, are you not supposed to point it out?
Well, you can point it out in a beautiful, fantastic, wonderful way. Later. Later. Or you can give him another list for tomorrow with one thing on it. But in a stroke his ego like crazy. You got to give him a break. Now, look at the way the model works. When he does his job, what are you going to do?
Stroke,
stroke, stroke, over the top. When he does his job. When he doesn't do his job, what are you going to do? You're going to give him a break. What's he going to start doing?
His job.
Isn't that right? He's going to start doing his job. Imagine if I, every time I wrote my wife a love note, I got this incredible ego stroke. And the time that I forgot, I didn't get anything. No, I mean, I didn't get any bad... Yes.
Which is a break. Which is a legal thing. We still took care of you. So
That's interesting. So by not bashing me, you took care of me. Wow, that's a totally interesting perspective. I never thought about that.
Or things you're supposed to do, and then you don't. Then you're forgiven. And you're given a break for not doing it. Then you feel like you could blow it up a little more often because you're not going to get in trouble.
Wow, do you hear that? You hear that? I just want to repeat because I don't know if everybody heard it. That's very an interesting perspective. She said, when you give him a break, he feels he's not going to get in trouble, and so he can blow it off more and more because he's not going to get in trouble. I'll tell you another way of looking at it. All right? Another way of looking at it is that when you stroke his ego, when he does his job, it's one of the greatest pleasures in life for a man. When he doesn't do his job and he doesn't stroke and he gets a break, what's going to happen is that he doesn't get the ego stroke, but he doesn't get bashed. It's not an issue. He's just going to do his job more and more. Say it louder. I want everyone to hear what you just said. You're not the first one to make the comment. Right. You said the same thing. The issue is, it sounds like you're training a puppy. Yes. That is what it sounds like.
Positive reinforcement?
No, what we're trying to do, it's behavioral modification. What we're trying to do is we're trying to get a non-relationship being to make a relationship being happy in a lot of ways that are not natural to him. In the other way, we're going to get the women to understand that the man is not a relationship being and he's going to make you happy, but he's still a man. He's going to mess up. Certain things are going to take years to change till he gets it. Certain things are going to take decades till he gets it. Certain things he will never get. Give him a break anyway. The more you do, the more you stroke his ego, and the more you give him a break, the more he'll do his job. The more he'll do his job. You're not his mother. He's not a kid. We're not talking about you disciplining him when he makes a mistake. That's not what you're supposed to be doing. What you're supposed to be doing is being a wife and being a guide to someone who's not a relationship being, to teach them how to satisfy a relationship being. You're being a guide for him. The guide is, in the Talmud actually, it talks about a very interesting concept. It talks about, assuming the right hand's the stronger hand, it talks about how a teacher, a Rebbe, has to, with a student, push away with the left hand, bring in with the right hand. It says in the Talmud. Why? The left hand represents discipline, judgment, being judgmental. The right hand, the stronger hand, represents kindness, loving. So it says you have to push away with the left hand and pull in with the right hand, the stronger hand. The stronger hand has to be the love hand. If you push away with your right hand, in other words, your discipline and your trying to make him be what he is, you got to be. You're going to push him away and you won't have enough strength to pull him back in. You have to stroke his ego like crazy, make him feel incredible when he does his job. And when he doesn't do his job, don't make him feel terrible. And you know what's going to start happening? It's going to get an amazing association with this job business. Now, I want to tell you why this works. We're going to go right back to the beginning. I want to share it with you why it works. Remember the model? Women are relationship beings, men are not. Men need a job. If men do their job, what's going to happen? They're going to do their job. They're going to make the women happy. The women are going to take that energy that they put into the relationship by the men making them happy. What are they going to do with it? Give it back. How much? Even more. The women are now going to use the energy of him doing the job to build the relationship of the dream. Women, it's your job, so to speak, to get your husband, to educate your husband, to help your husband do his job. That's it. You get him to do his job of making you happy, then you can build the relationship of your dreams. Stroke, 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 over the top! Give him a break when he doesn't do it, and he'll do his job more and more and more and more and more. Any questions? Yeah. But how are you going to make him see how important? The question, very good question. The question is, if you don't, when you give him a break and you don't communicate to him how important it is, so he's not going to think it's important. First of all, how are you going to make him see how important it is to you? What's the most effective way? By stroking his ego when he does it. Whoa, I see how it makes her feel. That's incredible. I see what it does. That's how you communicate it. That's the first thing. The second thing is that you can communicate, but they didn't do part of it. So now you have two ways of communicating that to him. You can let it go completely. It's fine. You can slam him for not doing his job. Okay, that's fine, I guess. You want to do that? It's not effective. I don't suggest it. And there's a third option. And that option is that you communicate to him. Not at the time that he didn't do it, but you communicate to him in an amazingly loving way with an ego stroke how it makes you feel when he does his job. And leave it at that. So if you got a note this week, you tell him how amazing that love note was, stroke his ego like crazy, that love note, and say, you know, two love notes would have made me feel even better. Leave it like that. He understands. You must still communicate it to him, but in a loving, fantastic way. Give him a break. Any other questions? Comments? Words of praise? Helpful hints? Okay, I learned that from my wife, actually. Yeah?
How come no one ever talks this way? Like, this is actually... I mean, you don't read about this anywhere else, this concept of praise. We often hear women's needs, but there isn't a lot of literature, there isn't a lot of theorists that talk about this concept.
Right.
Why do you think that is?
I think the question is why do we not hear about this giving praise to men so much? I think the reason is because so much is assumed in terms of men understanding relationships. So much is assumed that they figure men... No, it's you can't assume that. The assumption is that men are not relationship beings. Now we have to educate. And after a long period of time, and it's an amazing thing how amazingly happy men will make their wives if they do this for their husbands. Amazing. Yeah, any other questions? Yeah, one more.
I would say one other area women complain about, I know you've been talking about communication, but that's also different sensitivity. When certain issues come up and sensitivity doesn't come up the way you know it would be, doing those things aren't going to make that kind of difference.
Right, so the question was a man's sensitivity when issues come up, stroking the ego when he does his job and giving him a break have nothing to do with that, and that won't improve his sensitivity because it is a communication issue, and that's exactly the topic we're going to start next week. Communication. Men and women, how to speak to each other, given that we're so different.
We hope you've enjoyed this free MP3. Please be sure to tell your friends about happywife.com.